This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. I'm Jennifer Staten. Stuart Vanderwelt has been general manager and director of KUT and then also KUTX for 18 years. He's leaving to become president and CEO of Colorado Public Radio, which has 32 radio signals across that state. He's presided over lots of changes during his tenure, the creation of All Music KUTX, and the transition of KUT into an all-news station, and the construction of our station facility inside the Belo Center for New Media. So why would anybody leave a job running what's arguably one of the strongest operations in the public radio system in a city that consistently ranks highly in surveys of places to live? Well, Stuart says it's the right time in his life to take on a new challenge. And then there's also the small matter of one of his favorite pastimes.
I actually grew up almost literally on the slopes in Canada and skied all the way up into college, worked as a ski instructor in college for a time, and then never skied again until 3 years ago when friends invited us to ski in Colorado. And I was like, wow, this is so exhilarating.
All right. Well, I guess there's not much we can do about that here in Central Texas. But before Stuart finished packing up his office, I grabbed a few minutes with him to get his thoughts on how public radio and the medium in general have changed during his time here.
Technology is one evolution, but I think another one is a shift in the mindset from public radio, now public media, but public radio of thinking of itself as this alternative to the mainstream. When you think of yourself as an alternative, I think that leads to an acceptance of being small. I think we made that shift from being on the alternative to being the ideal, and that the new mainstream should be what we're doing in public media. And so then that leads to higher aspirations for the service, for the engagement with the community and the public. Our accountability to the public grows if we're setting out to be the ideal and the new mainstream.
One of the things that I can think back on that has been sort of a constant issue for you to contend with in your time here has been federal funding for public broadcasting. It seems every cycle there's discussion about zeroing it out, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, defunding that. Where do things stand with that right now?
Republican and Democrat, every single administration has looked at the priorities and the resources in front of them, and I would say appropriately questioned it. But the answer has always been, in a bipartisan way, the services and the content delivered by public broadcasting in individual communities across the country is of great value, and has reaffirmed that each and every year. And I think the change that happened there was the understanding that these services are rooted in local communities. The elimination of that support impacts Marfa, Texas, Waco, Texas, impacts Tyler, Texas, Austin, Texas, and so on. But the impact will be felt in those communities. As a result, those communities have made the case why they need access to the children's programming on public television and the news and community engagement of public radio.
When people ask me what I do for a living and I tell them, they sometimes will say something like, you know, you're not going to have a job in 5 or 10 years. And what they're talking about is over-the-air broadcasting, giving way to on-demand and podcasts and technology changing in cars. So that delivery mechanism they're predicting will change. I'm curious, as you get ready to head to a place that has 32 stations, 32 signals, Colorado Public Radio, what do you see as the future there? Yeah. Are you getting ready to lead a group that will be radio? What are you thinking in those terms?
If all you did, Jennifer, is create something that can only be delivered via radio, then that would be a tenuous spot to be in. But all of those different platforms that you talked about don't do anything in and of themselves. The platform does not create the content. The platform exists to deliver the content. And so the work that you do will be consumed whether it's over the broadcast or over the NPR One app or over a podcast, there'll always be a need for quality audio content. Radio, however, is particularly special and I think enduring. One, it's the easiest to use audio available. Virtually everyone has access to a radio. It's free. You don't have to download anything. You're not being charged data or bandwidth. It's also private. When you're listening to the radio, you're not creating a profile that is algorithmically going to continuously narrow what it delivers to you. I don't see our services declining from radio into digital, like is happening in the publishing world in many cases. I see us expanding from this very robust service into new ways to reach people beyond the signal of our FM broadcast.
So we're talking right before you're getting ready to go, and you've been here 18 years. What are these days like?
They're bittersweet. I love the people here. Love the work. It'll be hard to walk out of the building on that last day.
Stuart Vanderweld is general manager and director of KUT and KUTX, and is heading to Colorado to become president of Colorado Public Radio. Stuart, thank you for everything.
Thank you, Jennifer. Bombadida, 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 just sing a song and think about sunny.